Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. I'm your host. It's so great to be here with you this morning. What a week. It seems quite interesting. We have a lot to talk about today. For those of you just joining me for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. That's because I am a financial advisor and a licensed California attorney. We're live in our studio right here in downtown Oakland, California. So if you have a question, maybe something's been on your mind. Maybe you just got sued or maybe someone just died in your family. I mean, this is amazing. I was at the gym on Thursday getting ready for our workshop. Thanks for coming out, by the way. We had a packed house. I've never seen it. Not an empty chair. It was amazing. Thank you. Anyway, I was getting ready to go to this workshop and a guy goes down in the shower next to me. And people are yelling, the guy went down, he went down. And it was just terrible. These things just happen out of nowhere. So anyway, people call me the Sandman because I answer their most troubled legal or financial questions. Maybe you have a question. Maybe something just terrible happened in your family and you want to know what to do. The number to call right now, I have somebody sitting there ready to talk to you. 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Or maybe you're just driving along one day and you have a question and it pops in your mind. You say, gosh, what would the Sandman do? All you have to do is tweet me at PYA Radio. That's at PYA Radio. Anytime you want, 24 hours a day. Well, get this. After 89 years, we're talking almost a century, the Birchfield boiler in my basement died. Dead. I needed an upgrade. Now, this boiler was the size of a Volkswagen Beetle. I kid you not. It was massive. It was the kind like in the Freddy Krueger movies when you go down the basement and it scares you. It's got like little teeth, you know, grinding and howling and just and spitting. It's just like something out of, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it was spooky. So the guys came in with their blow torches and they cut that thing out and we have a new boiler now. I needed an upgrade to a more reliable and efficient model, I was told. It was extremely expensive, by the way. Still feeling the pain of it. Anyway, this got me thinking. Sometimes you need to upgrade your financial advisor to get a better, more efficient result. Maybe you're preparing for a new phase in life, a new career, or you're single and you're on your own. Maybe facing retirement. Got to ask yourself this question. Can the same advisor that you've been with all this time really help you when it comes to your retirement? Or does it take a different skill set? It may be time to upgrade your financial advisor. But how do you know? How do you know it's time? For me, mine had to completely die. I mean, this is what people do, right? We wait till the thing just cannot be revived. It's dead. Or they retire. I had someone come in this week who had a financial advisor forever. She sent him a letter recently. She said, I'm done. I'm retiring. Have a nice day. I'll help you transfer your account wherever you want to go. Guy walks in with a pretty large account. There it is. Anyway, it may be time to upgrade your financial advisor, but how do you know? Are there signs like a check engine light or the boiler dying? that can indicate, hey, it's time for an upgrade. Absolutely. That's why on today's show, I'm going to go over five indicators that you need a better advisor. This is going to be a really great show. So keep it tuned right here. Now, let's get started. Monday, the markets turned around and rallied. We saw a pretty healthy day on the Dow, up 336 points. And this kicked off the market to a pretty exciting week. Tuesday, and really Wednesday and Thursday, was when we got into this whole White House trade war we started talking about last Friday. And trade wars typically are not good for the economy, as we know. But this is an interesting one. This one is initiated clearly straight from the White House. This tariff, which was authorized by the president, he used an official proclamation. Now, legally, how can he do that, people ask? Well, there's something called Section 232. And 232 gives the president, under what's known as the national security risk, the authority to issue proclamations if he thinks that's in the country's best interest. And this is what's going on here. So legally, he has the authority to do it. And what he's doing is he's slapped all outside countries with a 10% tariff on aluminum and 25% on steel. You all know that. It's going to go to an effect in about 15 days. Now, as you heard, Mexico and Canada were excluded from this proclamation. For now, I'm going to tell you. For now. Why? They're renegotiating right now NAFTA because the president is focused on economic growth. That's what he wants. So even though tariffs traditionally are not good for markets, and the markets, as you saw, don't like that when they heard it, once they find out that this is part of the bigger plan, really didn't seem to be that much of a big deal. And so the markets, once again, on Friday, presumed or resumed their rally that we saw at the beginning of the week. And we saw a pretty healthy week. The Dow Friday, helped by the unemployment rate, which I'll get into in a minute, was up 440 points. It's a big day. And the S&P was up 47, NASDAQ up 132. These are all pretty strong numbers. And for the week, just for the week. So remember, the February is starting to get wiped out, erased. The Dow was up 3.3%, NASDAQ was up 4.2%, and S&P was up 3.5%. These are all very strong, very healthy numbers, and the market's starting to get back into that light territory, if you will. So a lot of people have been asking, well, what drove that yesterday? Why was it such a big day? And that's what's happening. You're seeing big point swings based on news that in the past didn't seem to be that much of a big deal, but there's this bigger overall theme that's happening right now in the market, and that is inflation. There's several things that kill bull markets, and one of them is inflation. Now, inflation can come on in different forms, and now with the unemployment rate that came out Friday, as we talked about, it came out yesterday, it was pretty strong. Unemployment rate was still at 4.1%. For February, they created 313,000 jobs. That's a lot. But was key, once again, because remember, back in February, that's what started the downturn, was the inflation risk. And so they looked at wage growth. Wage growth in February was only up 0.1%. And it doesn't seem like a lot, because it's not. But anything more than that, then people start to get nervous. So inflation does not appear to be a problem right now. People say, well, why not? There's a labor shortage right now. There's a shortage of talented labor. The reason is these people are coming back into the labor force. They're new at these jobs. And so therefore, they cannot demand higher wages because they're just coming back and learning new skill sets. That's what's happening right now. So wages are still pretty much held at a very reasonable rate, evidently. So this is something that is restricting wages and is helping the overall market. Now, also yesterday, you heard that the North Korea risk appears to be somewhat off the table now. Why? Because President Trump is going to meet with Kim Jong-un, also known as Rocket Man, and they're going to try and figure out, obviously, their problems or their mutual interests that they'll talk about. Wonder what those would be. But anyway, that'll be certainly interesting conversation. But overall, I do not think that we're really looking at any sort of a major problem here on the future when it comes to the market. Realize this, the White House is stepping on the accelerator with tax reform, and breaks trade wars at the same time. But you have to look at the overall theme. Where are we trying to go here? And if there's more on the accelerator than on the brake, it's usually pretty good for better speed. And that's what's happening here. Now, we also know the government's going to be spending a lot more money, and the Fed also is trying to reduce the debt or the balance sheet. And this has some people wondering if they're going to get too aggressive with that. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think this is the beginning of a bear market at all. And I think these little pullbacks, I'm going to call them panic attacks. They're just panic attacks, that's all. And typically, one of these panic attacks can lead into a bear market. We know that. We've seen that in the past. But as long as everything tends to remain relatively stable, we should be okay. And so I'm going to say, I don't think the 10-year treasury gets above 3% anytime real soon. And I think overall in the next 2 to 3 years, you're probably looking at 3.5% on the 10-year treasury. So for those of you borrowing money, think about that. And 4% is way out there. I really don't see that happening. So stocks aren't cheap right now. That's true. And if you buy them before, you have to have a pretty long time horizon right now. Give yourself at least 10 years if you're going to be buying these higher valued stocks, especially when there's pullbacks. So you got to just ask yourself the question, is a recession really around the corner or not? And I don't think it is. I'm going to tell you, I think the S&P 500 gets to 3,000, at least in the next 12 months, I'm going to say. What are some areas you could be concentrating on right now? We've talked about this in the past. International markets, emerging markets, where you continue to see the middle class rising and spending more of their incomes on items rather than food and fuel. And also commodities. Commodities are interesting right now. You might want to take a look at some of those. And again, don't overload on those kind of things. Have a small percentage as your overall asset allocation balance. If you're not sure what that's about, again, you can always call us. Also take a look right now at fixed annuities. Fixed annuities have some pretty decent rates on the five-year level. So that's something else to take a look at. You know, I was a little concerned this week when I heard about this buyout of the Express Scripts. This came from Cigna, and this has to do with your prescription. So this is another area that could be interesting if you're investing in the market, healthcare. There's three companies right now, if this deal goes through, three companies that control 80% of U.S. prescriptions. Think about that. 80% of U.S. prescriptions. 80%. That's a lot. So if this deal goes through, that's what's going to happen to your prescriptions. Excuse me. Sorry, I just need a drink of water there. Anyway, listen. That's something that that is serious, because that could affect you. Now, what's going on next week? Next week, we've got the CPI that's coming out Tuesday. This is important. This could drive the market higher. If that number is strong, but not too strong once again, then we're going to see no worries of inflation. And that will, I think, have a positive effect on the market. And that's why I think we're going to continue up higher. And that's why I'm making that prediction. Wednesday, we're going to see the PPI report. You know, that's another indicator that we look at to determine whether there's a recession or not. I'm going to tell you, I just don't think it's going to happen. So again, if you're repositioning, think about these things and look at them. Is your warning light going off right now when it comes to your financial advisor? Well, keep it tuned right here, because when I come back, I'm going to give you the five things you need to be paying attention to right now. If you have an advisor, you're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets radio show on the Protect Your Assets radio network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. If you want more information, go to libertygroupllc.com. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you feel overwhelmed trying to plan your own retirement? It may seem like a daunting task to make your money last in retirement. Well, you're in luck because David Hollander and his team at Liberty Group have a proven track record of success to guide and prepare you for your financial future. Call the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. And now, back to Protect Your Assets.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions. There comes a time in life when you're in need for an upgrade. You need to upgrade your car to a safer, more reliable model. You need to upgrade your boiler that just dies and doesn't provide any heat, and people then get upset, call you. They're angry. You need to look at your financial advisor sometimes because you might be able to get better, more efficient results. For instance, if they're looking at things like your taxes and fees and maybe more abundant wealth planning, as we call it. Maybe you're preparing for a new phase in life, a new career, or you're single and you're on your own, facing retirement. Can the same advisor that helped you get to this place help you with the next level? Or does it take a different skill set? It may be time to upgrade your financial advisor, but how do you know it's time? Are there signs like a check engine light that can indicate it's time for an upgrade? Absolutely, there are. That's why on today's show, we're going to share five indicators that you need a better advisor. So the first thing you need to know is, what type of advisor do you have? There are many different titles in our business, and a lot of times it's tough to figure this out. So the best way to find out whether an advisor has your best interest at heart is simply to ask them this question. You should write this down. Are you a fiduciary? Are you a fiduciary? This is a very important question, because if you don't get a straight yes or no, then that's a sign that something's up. The red light or yellow light should go on in your mind. Why is this important? Well, it's important that investors work with fiduciaries because those folks have a legal duty to work in your best interest. The other type that's out there, which is not a fiduciary, is known as a broker. And they're not true fiduciaries in the legal sense. And so they have different criteria and standards that they can use when it comes to making investment offers to you. And so think about it this way. Would you hire a doctor who gets paid a bonus for prescribing certain types of medicine rather than what you actually need? Think about that. I mean, that there has been, as you know, there's been quite a bit of 60-minute articles about that, and this goes on. And of course, you wouldn't want to put something in your body that's supposed to help you get better if it's an inferior product. And the same goes true for your financial advice. Why would you be doing that to yourself? So hold your advisors to the same types of standard. Ask detailed questions about why he or she is recommending a particular fund or other type of an investment. Include whether there's being a commission being earned. Find out about that. If your advisor is a broker, he or she may be only authorized to offer certain types of products to you, as opposed to the entire universe that's out there. There's quite a bit of different choices that are available, and many folks are limited by who they work for. And this can impact objectivity if you only have a limited sampling to show people. That leads me to the next question. We'll call that number two. What you need to know the answer to, and this is, every financial advisor, fiduciary or not, has to make money somehow. And I don't know why there's so mystery around this. There's obviously devils in the details, if you will. And so if you ask them how they make money, and if your advisor's answer about his or her business model is vague or takes more time to explain than, say, 30 seconds, that's another red flag. And we get this all the time. I talk to people frequently, and I ask them, how much are you paying your advisor? And they don't know. They have no idea. Or they say, well, I think it's around this. I said, well, where is it? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Really? And I understand why that is, why that's happening. So you need to find out. And you should have no hesitation to ask your advisor, what am I paying you? Where do I see it? How do I know? And they should be able to clearly, easily show you that. You would never buy anything if you didn't understand the cost. Think about going to the grocery store. You don't just, maybe some of you do, you just see something. I love that brand. Bam, I buy it. I don't even care what it costs. I know there's some of that out there. I do that too sometimes. But anyway, there's the majority of the things that you buy, right? You're looking for good value. I mean, that's just the kind of guy I am. When I go into a store and I see almond butter, I like almond butter. It's pretty tasty stuff. You know, I look for different varieties of almond butter. And of course, there's organic and non-organic, and you can get into that stuff. But anyway, they have deals on it. So you'll see a good brand and you'll say, that looks really good because it's a good brand. I've had it before and it's now 30% off. I'm going to buy lots of that instead of the one next to it, which is the same and cost me a couple dollars more. I mean, if you don't do that, you're wasting money. As my grandma used to say, you're wasting money. You're being ignorant. Okay, grandma. All right. There we go. Anyway, so most fiduciaries, if you go with a fiduciary, will charge you in a way that's easy to understand their management fee. And this is usually based on the investment amount that they're managing for you. They're doing work for you and they get paid for that, just the way it is. Typically, the fee is between 1% and 1.5%. That's typical of the assets that are under management. If you have more money, you usually get better deals. If you're not paying this kind of a management fee, then you could be paying a commission every time you buy or sell something in that account. If you own funds, most likely you're paying commissions because those fees are buried in the expense ratios in those funds. And again, these should be explained to you. And if they're not, that's a warning sign. Because every time there's a trade, say you're in a fund and they're just rebalancing that fund, depends how that's working. If you're with some places, they may charge you a ticket charge. There may be a low-cost transaction, still a cost. So you need to look at that. And these trades can cost you different amounts depending on the advisor and on any sort of an incentive the company may be offering. Or maybe there's a more expensive class for different types of funds just because the funds don't participate, and meaning they don't provide extra capital to the firm they're working with. So these could be additional fees you're paying. Now, there's also additional hidden fees on everything from a broker's administrative expense to account service charges. And these fees matter. Even, get this, even a tenth of a percentage point, we're talking one tenth of 1% in extra fees, can, get this, add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars over the lifetime of an investment portfolio. So how much are you paying in fees, and what type of advisor are you working with should be on your mind right now. And I know you have questions about what you're paying, say, for your 401k, because you probably think that doesn't cost you anything. That's not true. They're in there. No one works for free. So I know this is complicated. You need to unravel this. You got to pull it apart and look at it. You need to make sure you talk to someone who's a fiduciary, who's knowledgeable, who's qualified, who's independent, and it can show you exactly what you're paying in fees. It makes a lot of sense to meet with our team who looks at these sort of things every single day. In our office, we have a CPA, 4 estate planning attorneys, and a group of financial advisors who work together as a team together to show you these sort of things that you're doing right now and you don't even know it. So we can help you assess and figure out what you're paying in fees right now with our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. Now, how can you get more and find out what you're actually paying for? You need to get some help. You need to get your questions answered right now. Here's how you do it. If you've saved at least $250,000, say, in a 401k, an IRA brokerage account, you can add them together. Maybe just have it sitting at the bank. I can't tell you. I keep seeing people with lots of money in the bank earning 0.1%. Folks, that is not good. You need to make some money on those savings accounts. So pick up the phone right now, and here's what we'll do. For the first 10 callers this morning, right now I'm going to open up the phone lines. You can get this plan and find out what you're paying in fees for absolutely no charge, but you have to be one of the first 10 callers right now. So call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. You have no idea what you're paying in fees, do you? Sleep better at night. Find out. 888-588-5818. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, do you need a financial advisor at all? Or should you do it on your own? This is all coming up next. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
It's the same thing night on night. Who's wrong, baby, who's right? Another fight and I slam the door on. Another battle in our dirty little.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. The Sandman and his team are dedicated to tailoring an income strategy to protect your assets and create income you can never outlive. Call right now for your no-obligation lifetime retirement plan at 888-588-5818.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions. You know, there comes a time in life when you're in need for an upgrade. You need to upgrade your car to a safer, more reliable, less expensive model. You need to upgrade your heating and air conditioning because you need something more efficient to save money and to help the environment and actually give you better results. So sometimes you need to upgrade your financial advisor as well, because they're only looking at one thing. And when they only look at one thing, they leave all these other issues on the table. Like, how do you lower your taxes? How do your investments help you lower your taxes? How do you save more by reducing your fees? And how do you get more abundant planning by working with an estate planning attorney to help transfer your wealth to your wife, your family? If something happens to you, and I was talking about this last Thursday, I was over at the gym, Walnut Creek, and all of a sudden a guy in the shower goes down next to me, just goes down, bam, that's it. And that kind of thing gets you wondering. You know, there's a guy at the gym, he's healthy, he's working out, and next thing you know, he's down, he's gone. So maybe you're preparing for a new phase in your life. New career, or you're single, you're on your own, you're maybe even facing retirement. Ask yourself this question: can the advisor who's been helping you to this point take you to the next level? Or does it take a different skill set? It could be time to upgrade your financial advisor, but how do you know? Are there any signs? Is there any sort of a check engine light that turns on and says it's time for an upgrade? Well, we think there are. We think there are five indicators that you need another advisor. So the last segment, we were talking about two things that you need to know, first and foremost, about your advisor, and then the fees you're paying. But then that leads us to the next question. Do you really need an advisor at all? There's a difference between making money and managing money. But the truth is not everyone needs a financial advisor or a wealth manager. So I'm going to give you some things here you want to write down and think about as you think about whether you need help or not. And the first is, how complicated are your finances? Now, if you're young and just starting out, maybe you're single and you're looking for straightforward investment advice for your 401k. Or maybe you're dealing with a more complex matter, such as a high tax bracket, complex investment strategies, multiple accounts. Maybe you have real estate, you have investments. That's a different situation. I'd say in the former, you don't need an advisor necessarily. In the later, you probably do. Do you expect your situation to get more complicated, say, as you have children, if you get married or divorced, or you have an illness that comes on? The more complex your situation is, the more likely it is that you need a professional investment advisor to help you with these sort of issues you're dealing with. And I'll say this, experience comes from going through other situations like you're going to experience. And the more you experience, the better the advice should be. That's just how life works. You know, when you go to a doctor, a specialist, and he or she has done the same procedure 100 times, typically they're better than the person who just walks in off the street and tries it for the first, second, or third time. So when you get ready to look at your retirement or look at big decisions in your life, you should be dealing with somebody who's done this hundreds of times. And if they haven't seen all the potential situations that are out there, that could be a warning sign. Just that simple. How much money do you have to invest? That's the next question you should be asking yourself. Because with more wealth comes more investment options and certainly more complexity and a greater need for someone to guide you through that world who's an expert or a professional in that area and, again, has a lot of experience with that. If you have a relatively small portfolio, you don't want to make it too complicated. And I see this happen a lot. People are getting started. They think, wow, I got to really make this thing really complicated. No, you don't. This is where a robo situation could make a lot of sense for you. It could get you some diversification, could get you professional allocation. And maybe you just go with an hourly planner. I mean, the people in our business can be paid by the hour. You don't necessarily have to pay commissions or fees. And so as you get started, it might make sense. Again, if you're you don't need a lot of help here, you pay for it by the hour and you get a robo and make some other adjustments and you're done. Number three, do you need comprehensive financial planning? I'm going to talk about the financial plan here. I think most people who are getting into that, I'll say, middle to late life stage really need a financial plan. And so you need someone who, again, manages and deals with that. So you want to think about it like this way. You need someone you can call from the dealership to talk to when you're buying a Range Rover, right? You're going to say, I want that Range Rover, but you want to talk to somebody about that decision before you do it instead of the Hyundai you all agreed upon. These things happen all the time. I have this happen all the time with clients. They're thinking about buying a second property, thinking about giving money to their kids, thinking about buying the Range Rover. I mean, these kind of questions come up. And you want advice on, does this make sense? Or you're thinking about buying life insurance. And should you buy a term policy or a whole life policy or a fixed indexed universal life policy? They're different types. Should you do a 529 account instead of a retirement account? Are tax-free municipal bonds better for you right now in California than taxable corporate bonds? What about if the market crashed again like it did in 2008? Can you fight the urge to panic and sell everything off if your portfolio lost half its value? Now, I want you to think about that question, because CNBC last week came out with a study that looked at last February when the markets pulled back over 10%. We had that correction. Get this. one of the highest numbers ever of people moving their money around in their 401ks. People are trying to do this, trying to predict the market on their own, and that's dangerous. That's where you need an advisor. So you found yourself doing that, moving your money around. This could be a sign that you may be doing something totally different. If you're sitting there watching the market all day doing this for a profession, you know what you're doing. That's another thing. But if you're, you know, whatever you happen to be doing, if you're not doing this, then that urge to panic and sell could really hurt you. This is where you need a professional. Next, what's your level of sophistication and interest? You have to have a basic understanding of finance and the market to be your own money manager or be willing to learn. It's also important that you enjoy it because you will have to spend a lot of time on your portfolio. So the next thing you need to worry about is when you retire or think about retiring, how much will your portfolio produce in income? This really becomes important as you start to plan for retirement. How much can that portfolio produce in income each year, each month, once those paychecks stop, even if there's market volatility? Well, right now with the market being high, unless you're willing to sit on those stocks for at least 10 years, if there is some sort of a correction or pullback, then you could have a problem. So the question is, should you change your strategy right now? Should you dial down that risk a little bit? And how do you change what you've been doing all these years? These are really good questions. And now's the time to realize that retirement income planning is totally different than everything you've been doing to this date. And according to Professor Merton of MIT, the advice that got you to this point isn't the type of advice that's going to get you through the next era of your life successfully. So start thinking about generating income in retirement before you retire. And that's why it makes a lot of sense to get a checkup and meet with our team of experts here at the Liberty Group to figure out how you can do this. Now, with our personalized Protect Your Assets Life Plan, my team will help coach you through making these decisions. You need to sit down and look at it step by step and figure out, what do I need to do? Everybody's different. And the decisions that you make can help change your assets into income. So you know it and I know it. Coaching can make all the difference. On my team, I've got a CPA in-house. We have 4 estate planning attorneys and a bevy of financial advisors standing by ready to assist you. Take the next step right now. Get independent advice about what you can do right now to retire the way you always dreamed about. If you've saved at least $250,000, then pick up the phone, and for the first 10 callers right now, you can sit down with a member of my team and start drawing up this plan for yourself. Call this number right now, 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. Other firms charge thousands of dollars to do this kind of planning for you. We will charge you nothing right now if you call this number, but you have to call right now. 888-588-5818. What are you waiting for? Do it now. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, I'm going to share one final way that you need to be thinking about when it comes to your financial advisor. One final warning sign that makes all the difference. You're listening to Protect Your Assets Show. I'm David Hollander. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Doogie Love, dropping 2000. Dig the way this go down. Check it. I hit a flow all dipped in low. Sit back and sip mo as I count my dough. Grand Poobah Maxwell,
Doogie, coming with the New York. We keep it real like jail when we mic talk.
Don't let the economy burst your bubble. Call the Liberty Group right now to review your retirement assets, learn how to minimize market risk, and to create a comprehensive income strategy for your retirement. The number to call is 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. That's 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I don't know about you, but I like it. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions, and I really appreciate you calling today. Thank you very much. On today's episode, we've been talking about the five warning lights that go off and say you need a financial advisor change or a checkup. But before we get into that, one great way to learn more about us and to sit down in a personalized setting and ask questions. And you folks are coming, and that's great. I really appreciate it. We've been selling these things out. They just get packed by going to one of our workshops. You can find out more about it by going to libertygroupllc.com. Again, that website is libertygroupllc.com. When you get there, at the top of the screen, you'll see a tab that says workshops. And when you click on that, you're going to see next Tuesday, we're going to be down in the peninsula in Burlingame. And we have a few seats left. So if you want to come to that, you can click on the register button right there and bring a friend. Bring a friend. Retiring in Trump's America will be the subject. And certainly we're it's a different world right now. And it's certainly something you need to be paying attention to if you even care about your investments. Now, want to wish a happy birthday to Trevor Rhodes and Terry Coleman. Happy birthday to both of you. I hope you guys have a great birthday. And Trevor, not too much cake, my friend. All right, let's move on. Anyway, we're going to get back to the content. We've been talking about the five indicators that go off and show you you need a new advisor or you should be talking to someone. So if your advisor isn't a fiduciary or if she's not taking your tax situation into consideration or you can't describe your investment strategy, say, on the back of a cocktail napkin, then it's time for an upgrade. If you're between the ages of 52 and 72, that's a big indicator that you need to consider raising your standards and upgrade your financial advisor. So a good financial advisor should do more than just recommend investments. One important service they should offer you is this: optimizing your portfolio for tax purposes. So ask your advisor about how he or she will decide whether to allocate certain investments to your taxable account. This is one you pay taxes on every year, and you're probably getting 1099s right now that are coming in the mail to your house. And if you are, that's called a taxable account. Versus a non-taxable account or a deferred account like your 401k that you have at work. Ask your advisor about certain types of funds that are in your account. Some funds tend to have high internal turnover, and this can lead to capital gain taxes whether you like it or not. So you may just get a 1099 and say, what the heck, I didn't sell anything. But the advisor did in the fund. And we had a fellow show up at a workshop about a week and a half ago where that happened. He had a huge position, and the advisor just sold it all off and didn't tell him about it. And that cost him a lot of money. These things happen. So if you have questions and you want to know, then you can ask your advisor. You can certainly call us. But realize this. If you're looking at your investments from a tax efficiency standpoint, this can increase your annual portfolio returns by up to 1%. And this can equate to hundreds of thousands of dollars over a 30-year period of time when you're saving. It certainly can make a lot of difference when you're about to retire, because getting different sources of income that benefit you, particularly when you start receiving your Social Security or pensions or have to take your RMD from your IRA, that can all add up, and all of a sudden you're paying more in taxes than you did while you were working. So get a jump on that before it hits you. Why send this money to Uncle Sam if you don't have to? Investing is not just about the money you earn. It's also about the money you keep. Let that sink in for a moment. You're listening to me today so you can understand how this new tax law is going to impact your bank account. So you can take advantage of all the new changes that are in this 500-plus page tax code. And if your advisor doesn't know your tax situation intimately, if they aren't asking to review your investments from a tax perspective, that should be another red warning light going off in your mind that maybe it's time to get a different opinion. How can your plan be optimized to take advantage of all the opportunities in this new tax reform if the person you're working with right now isn't familiar with your tax situation? I can tell you, as someone who's been in this business for a long time, that you cannot have an investment strategy that is tax efficient and fully integrated without first understanding the client's tax situation. It's like this. It's like a radiologist looking at an X-ray or a CAT scan, but telling you that you have a cold. This doesn't make any sense. So it's the same thing. That's why it makes a lot of sense to meet with our team here at the Liberty Group, who looks at these sorts of decisions every day. Now, in our office, we have a CPA, we have four estate planning attorneys, and a group of financial advisors who work as a team to help you through these types of decisions. Think about it. It sounds so commonsensical, doesn't it? Have a tax person on your team so you can look at taxes. Have a financial advisor on your team so they can look at investments. Have an attorney on your team so they can think about if you dropped dead in the shower last week, like happened to a fellow I was at the gym in Walnut Creek on Thursday happened. You're covered. Doesn't that make sense? We can help you get in front of these things, but this is what you need to do right now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage account, or other types of savings accounts, then pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 people right now, you can sit down with our team and get help for no cost. Here we go. 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. You can pick up the phone now and talk to a member of my team. Lines are open. 888-588-5818. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily represent those of the station or its ownership.